Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
We want to hear those fast food memories. Maybe you were an employee, maybe you were a customer, but what happened while you were at the fast food place? 206-803-ROCK. We'll start with Nate in Burlington. Nate, you gave an interesting tip to a drive-thru employee, did you not?
I sure did. He was pretty excited on it. So I was going through a drive-thru one late evening, and I just happened to have a jar of mushrooms.
And these aren't these aren't the type of mushrooms that you put on a burger, I'd imagine.
No, these are the fun ones.
The fun ones, yes.
Yeah, and unfortunately, he didn't take them right away, which I give, I probably wouldn't have either, or I would have, I don't know. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll save this for later. I'm like, right on, dude. And that was about it.
Did you ever find out if he enjoyed those, or did you drive by there later in the day, and he was just like kind of like tripping out or something?
That was a thought. I was like, oh, man, me and my buddy were like, we should go back there and see, talk to him and see if he took him. But no, that was it. That was the last I've ever saw him.
Well, I'm sure at some point he went on a little adventure.
Just pull up and you see through the drive-thru. He's like underneath the soft serve machine, just like squirting ice cream on his face. Going, this feels so good.
Derek in Kirkland, you were actually an employee at a fast food place. Tell us what happened.
So about 3 o'clock, we cleaned the fryers and you pull a valve, all the grease and oil goes down into a holding container underneath them.
Okay.
And prior to that, you're supposed to turn the fryers off, turn off the heat source. Well, my manager and I did not do that, and her and I go to the back, we're cleaning or doing whatever, and we notice that there's flames coming up out of the fryer. She runs over and she grabs the fire extinguisher, and I'm thinking, no, like, let's not do that. We're going to get in big trouble. That's going to shut the whole place down for a good amount of time.
As opposed to setting the place on fire.
Exactly. So as you learn, like in kitchens, salt is supposed to put out fires. So I opened up the thing of salt and I dumped the whole thing on. It does absolutely nothing. She's standing there with the fire extinguisher, and in my head, I'm like, all right, one last shot. This could go either really good or it can go really, really bad. So the fire's at the very bottom of the bucket, and when the oil is dumped back in, it's from, like, the top, almost to the top. So I opened up the valve, and it just comes out like a water hose back into the fryer. It went into the fryer, it flickered and it caught flame a little bit more for probably a second, and then it smothered the fire out.
Wow. Honestly, if I was working with you, I'm like, this is the dumbest idea, but I'm glad it worked. I'm like, what are we doing? We're adding more to the fire?
What is your fast food memory? 206-803-ROCK. Sean in Kent, how many tacos did you manage to order in one night?
We got 30 tacos. We were out partying.
Let's go!
And we ended up, I don't know, we smoked a bit, and then we got the munchies, went to, Georgetown Jack in the Box and ordered 30 tacos. and Mal dozed down. And then about 3 months later, that commercial came out for with a stoner commercial, Jack in the Box, where they roll through the drive-thru ordering 30 tacos. Pretty sure that was us.
Dude, those are the best tacos, too.
They really are.
And they're so affordable. What's the most you've ever ordered fast food-wise? Because I think about another time at a radio convention, we took a cab to White Castle.
Oh, man.
And I got one of the suitcase, I guess. Or what's it called? Like the Crave case. And the Crave case holds, I think, 20 of their sliders. I'm not sure if we bought one or two of those. But let's just say we didn't eat many of them. And I woke up the next morning and I felt like I was living inside of a White Castle burger.
Oh.
It was amazing.
Late night daddy provides.
How much did you...
I mean, I've done like one of those like party runs before where you order like, you know, $60 worth of Jack in the Box and bring it back to the house for everyone. It's awesome. It's just the best. 206-803-ROCK. What is your fast food memory? Steve-O in Spokane. Tell us about the hamburger patty wars.
About 20 years ago, I worked at a fast food joint, and when we'd be closing down and supposed to be cleaning, we would have patty wars, like throwing them like frisbees at each other, or we'd just throw them back and forth to each other.
Yeah. I would imagine taking one of those to the dome could really injure you.
Yeah.
Good thing none of us never got injured, so that was probably the better part, but it was a lot of fun. Yeah, you know, teenagers and closing down fast food restaurants at, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Oh yeah,
we just had fun.
Speaking of that, when my first job at the Dairy Queen in Albuquerque, New Mexico, when we were slow in the winter, because, you know, not a lot of people get ice cream in the winter, so we just have like these long periods.
I'm probably the only idiot that does. I'd be like, oh, let's go get some ice cream.
That's fair, but like, yeah, there was a lot of dead period there, and so of course we're teenagers and we're just like, oh, we have fireworks. Let's light fireworks out of the drive-through window. So we do bottle rockets and, you know, Roman candles, and people would just drive up and there'd just be fireworks coming out of the Dairy Queen. We're like, yeah, this is the party spot. Come out. And then, of course, we had skateboards and people were trying to jump over the fireworks.
Oh,
it was a
gosh.
Fun time when we were 16.
Like, well, we're getting more customers, so keep doing it.
Yeah, right. Fast food mayhem.
Why is Danny shooting a bottle rocket out of, oh, excuse me, put your pants back up, Danny. So he said, once we ordered 70 tacos, this is a text at 206-803-ROCK, from Jack in the Box late at night, 70 tacos. Nice. And the drive-thru employee who took my order replied, is this for realsies?
For realsies. I wonder, is there like a limit? I mean...
No, I don't think so.
The customer is always right?
I think you could order as many as they're willing to make you. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if some fast food places, if you came up and said, I want 200 burgers. They're like, yeah, now's not the time.
Now's not the time. Live Night is coming back on December 13th, and we will be taking over Showbox Soda, where everything is performed live on the stage, and you can be part of the audience, which is just an epic night.
Oh, it's going to be great. All the music is done live, and a bunch of us in the station, myself, Danny, Ryan Castle, Thrill, we're all going to jump behind the instruments and attempt to play songs live, so that you just never know how that's going to go. Plus, Walter Jones, Big Walt himself from the Seattle Seahawks, Seahawks legend, he'll be joining us as well.
You can get your tickets now at KISW.com. They start at just $35, by the way.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.